Hey everybody, welcome to another First Run Bald Movies podcast, sponsored by Bald Move. We just got done seeing Captain America Civil War. This is the third movie in the trilogy.
Weird turn for Ken Burns' documentary. I mean, it's been so long since he revisited the topic, and now it's like, it's just, I didn't see it coming, honestly.
Right. There's more superheroes than I expected.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the movie? I know you're a bigger superhero fan than I am.
Yeah,
so.
I figure I should go first just in case there's some blowback. I thought it was awesome. There is one complaint I have about the movie that I can share spoiler-free, which is, like many movies nowadays, it's too damn long.
It's pretty long.
I'm 39 years old. My bladder ain't what it used to be. But right. If you're in your 20s or you've got a 64-ounce bladder, you're going to have no pain points there. There's two other concerns I have that I want to talk about in a spoiler section, but none that really disrupted my enjoyment of this movie, because it's super fucking fun. It actually has some surprising emotional weight and heft based on the years we have with these characters and real consequences, and I don't know. So that's my... I've got more things to say spoiler free, but I'm curious to see what the non-comic book fan thought of it.
I largely liked it.
Okay.
You know.
Why does it feel like we're being diplomatic about this?
Well, I don't like superhero movies.
Yes.
In general. And I have my complaints with this movie, most of which I need to save for spoiler section because they're very specific, as they tend to be. But
same here.
Like, Marvel movies have become Independence Day or Stargate. Like, these big blockbuster popcorn movies that I don't know. It's there's nothing bad about it, but it all comes off as a little saccharine, a little less than my what I like to see in a typical movie going experience, which is something that either makes me think or makes me feel very strongly about something. These movies don't do that for me, and maybe it's because I don't have that history with the characters like a lot of Marvel fans do. I'm sure if you care more about the characters when they go through shit, it's probably more traumatic for you and you're more invested.
Well, I'm not saying it's traumatic, but I'm like, I guess it's interesting to hear you say that, because I've been paying attention to the Marvel and DC universes as they kind of go back and forth this summer,
right,
with the largely disappointing and kind of let down that a lot of fans felt towards the Batman Superman franchise, and but it seems like everybody's looking forward to Suicide Squad, which we'll talk about in a minute. With the largely kind of positive, advanced, kind of glowing reviews that this Civil War movie got. And it's like, I feel like that's a common complaint that is leveled from the DC fans and a Marvel, that, Marvel's very bubblegum and pop and glossy, and DC's gritty and real. And I don't, because if you just...
I don't know how gritty and real DC is other than Batman, but...
And that's the thing, like, if you just judge from consequences, there were no real consequences to Batman v Superman. Like, Superman... Spoiler.
No. Don't do it. People haven't seen that movie yet.
But that's... Come on. I'm not taking that shit seriously. I want to make another spoiler analogy, but that I can't.
I know. But I get what you're saying. It's... there is some bubblegum in DC as well.
It's grim dark, but the consequences are not any more weighty than a Marvel film, and except for that... Here's the thing. Batman and Superman clashed. They met... And had a reason to be pissed and clashed in the space of like 90 minutes and then resolve that in 10. Whereas this, they've set up these characters over the space of 10 years, 8 years.
Right.
They clash for the entire movie for largely, and like things where I was kind of like debating back and forth about which side I guess I was on. And then there's a real rift. There's a real rift that's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's even healable, because I feel like this is...
I want to talk spoilers later.
Yeah,
but
and so the other thing is that I've said a lot that I don't really see how the Marvel Universe survives, at least the main sequence. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be fine, and off in the margins, like these one-off guys, might be fine. But I don't see how the main sequence Avengers transitions once Chris Evans is out, once Hemsworth is out, once especially Downey.
Right.
The man who built the fucking franchise.
Paul Rudd.
But no,
Bruce Banner's already out. Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, he's He's not coming back?
Ruffalo might just be sitting this out because I honestly, I couldn't believe how this felt like Avengers fucking 3.
Right, right. There like, are a lot
I was
of...
amazed at how long these guys were all in it. Like, I thought that, like, you know, Iron Man would be in there for 30 minutes or something. But no, I feel like that all these characters, like, I'm in for an Avengers movie, sans Iron Man, sans Captain America, sans Thor, if it comes to that.
But plus, maybe a Spider-Man? Because Spider-Man in this, I loved. Yeah, I thought Spider-Man was
great.
I
can't say enough good things about this new Spider-Man. Like, yeah. I love the Tobey Parker vision of Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire.
Jesus Christ.
Peter Parker.
He's so much Spider-Man that he's just like, what? But this is even better.
I think it was a smart move for them to go younger with him.
And unknown.
I will
like,
say
Tobey
much
Maguire
more about
was
it,
a great Peter Parker, but I knew he's Tobey fucking Maguire.
Right, right.
This guy is just Peter Parker to me, and it's amazing.
If you know
everything
the actor who's
it.
Playing him, and I don't know if he is known from other things, maybe to the younger generation he's like all over the place or something.
Do you know
but
him?
No,
oh, I thought
I don't.
You implied that you've, oh yeah, I've been watching One Tree Hill.
Right, I've been on the YouTube Red. It's all over the place. No,
yeah,
I...
Yeah, he's on Man vs. Burrito 3. I just like watch him every week.
starring Jim Jones. No, I had not heard of him, but I think he was a spectacular Spider-Man.
He was an amazing Spider-Man.
I'm so happy they went young with him because it never... Good joke. Sorry, good goof. I glossed over it, but good goof.
No, you did the. You started with the spectacular. You made a goof and didn't even know it?
I didn't even know
awesome.
It. See, that's how much of a comic book fan I am. So I think it was great that they went young with him because that, to me, was Spider-Man, right? He's a teenager.
Sure, and he's got problems. He's poor.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to...
I won't say anymore. Like, everybody knows. Like, everybody's seen the preview with Spider-Man.
Yes.
Everybody knows the actor.
But I thought it was going to be just a straight-up cameo, and it's so much more than that.
Yeah, and it's great. So
that's why I'm not harping on the runtime, because I honestly don't know what you would cut.
Right.
It already feels like it's a little bit skinny and pissed. It's not lean and mean. It's skinny and pissed, because there's a couple things I think that were ill-served and I didn't quite get. But again, nothing that's like, hey, hold, wait a whole, this is bullshit.
So I watched Winter Soldier today for the first time.
I was wondering, because you've got this fresher in your mind than I wonder if there's answers that I didn't get.
I background watched it.
Don't, you should
while
never
I
say
worked.
That.
I background watched it. I'm not a superhero guy, man. I watched it while I was working.
Yeah.
And I caught most of it, and, you know, without that stuff, I think Civil War is less understandable.
It does feel like...
Does it make a lot of sense?
It does feel like you have to see the main sequence smart. Like, I haven't seen Ant-Man. It's the only one of note that I haven't really seen. And I sometimes wonder if, like, the one or two plot holes I see were answered in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, Marvel. If I have to watch Ant-Man to understand Captain America 3, then just fuck off. No, I'm not going to do it.
And I don't think you do.
Although I want to see Ant-Man now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ant-Man was fucking cool.
There's some jokes in there
it.
That I know went over my head just because I've never seen Ant-Man.
But they still kind of work on a certain level because it's Paul Rudd.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you, like, everybody says Winter Soldier is, like, one of the better Marvel movies, right?
Sure.
And if you like Winter Soldier, I think you are going to like this 10 times as much. I mean, this movie is
or the Avengers,
everything that
this...
Winter Soldier is plus. A little bit of Avengers action.
I think this was a better Avengers than Avengers 2.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Avengers 2 was... It was good. It was all right. It had a lot of good action and stuff, but, like, it was a little bit more muddled. I don't know. It had a pretty good villain. Avengers 2, something about it left me cold, where I was completely invested. And maybe it's just seeing the heroes turn against themselves for fairly believable reasons.
I think so. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I found
good.
It very enjoyable,
but bottom line, if you'd have told me, if I'd have told you 16 years ago that, you know, comic book movies are going to rule the world and there's going to be 2016 Batman versus Superman and Captain America versus Iron Man are both going to come out and Captain America versus Iron Man is going to be hands down the best movie, would you believe it?
No, that would have surprised me.
I would have been like, get the fuck out of here. Batman versus Superman? There's no Captain... Who gives a shit about Captain America and Iron Man?
I did. I liked Captain America then.
You're such a weirdo. You're not a comics fan, but you like Captain America.
It's a matter of the limitations of my access to comics. Mm. I had access to some Spider-Mans. I had access to some Iron Mans, and I had access to some
Spider-Men, some Iron Men.
Yep.
No, I guess I...
And like all the Captain Americas.
Right. Whereas I was always a mutant guy. I was Spider-Man plus right. mutants.
Yeah.
I honestly think that... Yeah. And that might have been because, like... I always got subscriptions and sometimes Marvel would offer packages. And I swear to God, there was like a Mutants plus Spider-Man package. There was like a certain level or a cost.
Since when is Spider-Man not a mutant?
He's like...
He mutated when he got bit by a radioactive spider, yes?
But it wasn't genetic. It was a lifestyle choice for him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, if the spider doesn't bite him...
He wasn't born with it, it was Maybelline.
There you go.
Saying?
There. But he, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's obviously... Okay. A mutant, but he's not
right.
A Charles Xavier mutant.
Okay, I guess.
But yeah, I only saw Captain America when he'd bump into Wolverine, which he did surprisingly because they were all like, you know, they're all old farts,
sure,
fossils from a different time, so they had kind of like that camaraderie, mm-hmm. and they're both like good hand to hand fighters.
Anything else we can say in the non spoiler section?
I don't think so. Okay. I got a lot more to say about the spoiler section. So
real quickly, let's do some trailers.
If you're a club member, that's the thing about these reviews is right. we're going to talk about trailers and we're going to dismiss everyone that's not a club member. Unfortunately, for $1 a month, if you play about a year, $2 a month, you can get full access to the spoiler filled review. But we're going to go over to trailers. Coming up, Doctor Strange. I know almost nothing. I mean, I think he's made all of 2 guest appearances in all the Marvel comics I've read over all the years.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's always been like the Secret Wars or the Infinity Gauntlet. Like,
I don't know anything about him.
He's a wizard.
He's a wizard?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I gotta say, I kind of want to see the movie. It looked kind of rad.
All right, they did some Inception-looking shit. They did some. I don't know. It looked like Inception to me.
Bending totally. Cities. Yeah, it seems like it's one of those visual spectacles. Like, I might want to see that in 3D.
Yeah.
I tend to not want to see things in 3D nowadays, but I kind of want to see that in 3D. I have poked my head into some 4, and it seems like there's like... some controversies and political problems with the different subject material cats, which I looked in like, whoa, I'm way over my head. I'm going to have to like spend 6 hours reading before I decide which side of the debate I'm on. But just judging from the visuals and Bendersnatch Cumberbunch, I think it, and who's the crazy weird woman? Fiona Apple. It's not.
Crazy weird woman.
You know, the one that played the Archangel in Constantine. This is what people in the forums refer to as my senior moments, where Tilda Swinton playing Avatar The Last Airbender was pretty cool.
Okay. I didn't notice her. That was weird.
Yeah, no, well, she shaves her head and she's pretending to be a Tibetan dude.
Oh, she's playing Morpheus. Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't recognize her at all with no hair and a big white, like, robe Morpheus outfit. No,
I'm telling you, she is Avatar The Last Airbender is okay. What she looks like.
All right.
But I did not give a shit one way or another about this movie, saw the trailer, and I'm definitely going to see it. Let's talk about Rogue One.
Okay, Star Wars, yeah.
I want to tell you the things that I like about this. Number one, the thing that gives me chills is when it says a Star Wars story.
All right.
Because, hot damn, there are so many stories to tell in this universe. The fact that we're going to get a Star Wars movie every goddamn year from now until
you die.
I die, probably. Yep. That's pretty cool. Is that not cool?
It's pretty cool. As long as they're good, it's pretty cool.
How about the fact that they cloned the original Mon Mothma and somehow brought her back to life in 2016?
Right.
That is Mon Mothma.
It totally is. Yeah.
I think they put her in cryogenic sleep and cracked her open. That's crazy. There's a Grand Admiral in a white cloak, and I'm super excited about that. Do you know the thing that I'm not super excited about?
The Death Star?
The fucking Death Star.
All right, yeah.
What did I say in The Force Awakens?
I don't remember.
I said, if I see one more goddamn spherical death machine in the Star Wars universe, it's too many, and I'm getting the Death Star
again.
Wait,
but this isn't another one. This is the same one.
I know. But
they got to find the plans. This is the story of finding the plans.
Every decision they make that makes a Star Wars universe feel smaller instead of larger,
I'm
against. And if we're going to have these Star Wars stories, which is away from the whole Skywalker mythos, then I would like to just get away... And I get if you're setting stories during this time, you got to have the Empire. You got, but I'm so fucking sick and tired of seeing the Death Star. I've blown it up at least 7 times in video games.
Right.
I've seen it blown up in movies at least a few hundred times.
Yeah.
I just, it doesn't peg the needle, man.
Plus, it's old hat now. I mean, I don't want to give any, you know, Force Awakens spoilers, but what's a Death Star anymore? Come on.
Sure. That's passé.
Yeah. Was it a young Poe Dameron in that?
I think it was supposed to be.
Okay. It looks a lot like him in the trailers.
He looks very Poe Dameron-ish.
Yeah. Okay. You know, if they want to stick with characters that we know, that we got acquainted with in other movies, I guess you got to stick close to the main story, but I'm with you. Let's branch out.
Plus, you know, Rogue is the Rogue Squadron has always been the elite.
Yeah,
squadron of the rebellion.
Are we gonna get some Wedge? Are we gonna get some?
You got to, if you're gonna do Death Star era, you got to have Wedge in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like Rogue One implies that this is the origin. So I feel like that I don't know, a very young, because I don't think Poe Dameron's that old. Maybe it's Poe Dameron's like dad, uncle.
Okay, so it's the same aged.
Yeah.
Former generation.
Because this
Poe
is
Dameron.
Set 20 years in the past.
His name's Joe Dameron. And he's blowing shit up. The ace pilot.
But I don't know. Where are we going with that? You're on a train of thought here.
No, I'm excited, but we can branch out from Rogue Squadron and X-Wing pilots and that type of shit.
Yeah. But no, what I was going to say is like, yeah, if you've got the Rogue Squadron, you got to have Wedge Antilles, and you probably have to have Poe Dameron or
you
at least
have
his progeny.
Porkins? No,
Porkins?
He's in the red group. He's an
That's
X-Wing
right.
pilot.
He's not Rogue.
But you know, Rogue
so
and X-Wing kind of fly together in that battle. So
Wedge wasn't Rogue in the first movie. He was red and something.
You're
as
right.
Well.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sure.
It's gonna have Wedge Antilles in it.
Sure.
And he's now. How do you reconcile Poe being the ace fighter pilot with what we already know about Wedge in a Rogue movie?
Because Wedge is too fucking well. And so,
Wedge is a badass, right? He's like the
okay,
pilot.
Here's the thing: there's no fucking way that can beat Poe Dameron. He's too. He'd be like 15 years old.
So this is just some schlub who looks
I
like him.
I think it's gonna be a relative of Poe,
who's not as good as Wedge. Like.
Why are you saying he's... Because
Wedge is the ace, right? Like, everybody thinks, oh, Wedge Antilles, badass.
I don't have a problem
Universal
with that.
Universal badass.
I didn't know... And I don't believe that Archie Manning was ever as good as either Eli or Peyton, but they came out of his ball sack. I mean, it happens sometimes. He was good.
Okay.
These guys are better.
He practiced more. Sure.
You know, Poe Doe but Bameron was good.
Doe Dameron.
Poe Dameron's better. I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
Okay, you ready to move on to another exciting one? Like, the hits just kept coming. I was hyperventilating through almost the entire, until it just completely collapsed with the Free State of Jones.
This is the movie for it. Like, if you're going to advertise something you really want to get across,
sure,
do it now.
Jason fucking Bourne.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Matt Damon returns.
I didn't think I needed more Jason Bourne, but he's been away. Jeremy Renner tried to fill his shoes, didn't really succeed for me. It's a fine movie, but not as good as any of the others.
Yeah.
I'm kind of ready for an older, wiser, just as ass-kicking Jason Bourne.
Sure.
And it feels like that they've cleaned up the fight scenes a bit. Because my big complaint about it is they progressively got more into shaky cam, whereas the fights are vicious and brutal and swift, but not shaky cam.
Right.
Maybe they'll shake it up for the real movie. I don't know. But I was impressed.
Yeah, I just wonder like what battle is left for him to fight. Didn't he kind of kill everybody and everything in the last one?
Yeah, but that took a lot from him. And I don't think he really got all the answers. And now it seems like it's going to his origin and like the original lie he was told to bring him into. And he's going to get with Save the Last Dance Girl or whatever.
Julia Stiles, yep.
Yeah, which is something they kind of been building throughout the films. So I don't know. Like I said, I like Matt Damon. I think he's a sturdy action star. And I think Jason Bourne some of his best work, so I'm in on that one. Now You See Me Too.
I'm in on this.
I'll
like
see
number
that
one. Yeah,
it's got Harry Potter. I mean, you got a movie about magic. Cast Harry Potter. I'm glad to see Daniel Radcliffe doing work. He looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, all star cast.
The sure as shit is. They added Masters of Sex girl. I can't remember her name.
I never saw that, so I don't know who you're talking about. I saw one episode of that.
Yeah, you'd know who I was talking. It's the one that played you remember Mean Girls, the nerdy mean the one that kind of took the Shit, I can't.
Lacey Chabert.
No, not any of the Mean Girls.
Okay, the friend of
yeah,
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Shit. Yes. I know what she looks like. I don't know her name though.
Yeah, I dig there. That's her. She's okay. In this now too.
Cool.
There's a couple of other additions, weren't there?
I
feel like they add the Four Horsemen. I mean, like Seven Horsemen now.
Michael Payne's always been in it.
Freeman.
Michael Caine, rather. Yeah, Morgan Freeman. You know, Woody Harrelson. They're all back. Ruffalo. He's doing his thing.
All right. Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe I just don't. Because I saw the first one. I enjoyed it, but it was completely forgettable. It's cotton candy.
Yeah.
I'm fine with eating cotton candy.
Had an interesting twist at the end, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. How about The Shallows?
Oh, yeah. The shark movie.
So this looks really cool. It's something I'll never see because I can't fucking handle sharks. But does it feel borderline irresponsible?
Why?
Because, like, Peter Benchley, it feels like he's had this personal debt of killing many, many sharks because of the Jaws movies and the Jaws novels that spawned them. And, like, there's literally millions and millions of sharks that are killed annually for sport and for fin fishing. And like, to make a real-life animal that's kind of brought endangered, I don't know. It's like, I feel like they're undoing 20 years of Shark Week.
Doesn't Shark Week also demonize sharks?
They bait and switch. They say, look at this unstoppable evolutionary refined killing machine that's endangered, and here's how you can help conserve it.
And majestic.
And there's really not, like, you know, your dogs kill more people in America than sharks do worldwide. Like, they do, it's education. But they do sensationalize the shit out of it as well.
Sure.
I don't know. It looks cool. It looks like a good horror movie. I've got a few ecological concerns with it overall. Like, I hope that we've...
I think it's going to be fairly unrealistic.
You think?
Would be my guess.
You think?
I don't know how she's timing this shark. I don't know how she plans on outswimming a shark. I don't know how she plans on outmaneuvering a shark in the ocean. It's no, you're dead.
It's had like 100 million years to get good at swimming.
Right. Sharks swim like 50 miles an hour. You're not going to outswim a shark, period.
No.
It doesn't happen.
Uh-uh.
So I don't know if I can even watch this movie. I'll just be rolling my eyes the whole time.
I don't know, man. Sharks do scare the shit out of me. I still get creeped out when I'm in a large body of water that I can't see the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, when we went to Beaver Island last year, I tried that fucking, what is that called? The paddleboard.
Uh-huh.
And I got swept out into the channel. And that channel goes from like 10 feet to like, you can't see the bottom. And I'm like, this is fucking Lake Michigan. There's no goddamn sharks.
There's lampreys. They'll get you.
The goddamn lamprey. No, but seriously, you can't see the bottom, and it's just that deep, deep, dark black blue, and it's like, nope, I don't. There's a particular name for that. It's like thessalophobia. It's like the fear of the deep.
Mesothelioma?
Yes. I don't have it, thank God. It seems like it's a nightmare disease, but I can't pronounce it, and I'm afraid of the ocean.
Huh.
Which is a damn shame, because I love the water. So yeah, The Shallows, Free State of Jones.
I've seen the preview. We've talked about it.
Whatever.
Terrible name.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. That looks all right.
This looks like DC finally found out how to have fun.
Right.
Like, holy shit, we're not going to take ourselves too seriously. We're going to have some jokes. We're going to have some camaraderie. We're going to bust everybody's balls and or labia. And it looks really, really cool. It's got they imply that there's a lot of Batman in it, which is a bonus. We get some Batfleck. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Jared Leto's Joker. You know, I've been interested in that for a while now. I don't know if it can stack up against Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger had the Michael thing going, but it's a different direction for sure.
That's the thing. Yeah. I think they were smart to just take it in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
Because you go against Heath Ledger, or like, it's like Heath Ledger would have failed if you tried to Jack Nicholson it.
Right.
So you got to take, when you have an iconic part like that, you got to take it in a new direction. I think that's what they're doing. And whew, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. She is what I think of when I think of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
A little crazy, a little weird, a little funny.
Super sexy.
Right. Right.
All those things. Will Smith's playing a bad guy?
Who is Will Smith playing? I don't even know.
I don't know.
He's playing some jacked guy.
The croc. The human crocodile, okay, right. Whatever the fuck his name is, Fuckface McGee Crocodile.
The guy who has horrible skin.
After Wild right. Crocodile, I think is his official comic book name. You got Harley Quinn, and then I don't know. You got the Joker. He doesn't seem like he's part of Suicide Squad.
Right.
He might even be pissed that there's a Suicide Squad that he didn't get invited to.
Right.
And then you got a whole bunch of other people that I have no idea.
A tattoo face guy who breathes fire.
Yeah. He looked cool.
He looked cool.
Will Smith, who's got like a ruby eye. That's his power.
Whoa.
Didn't he?
All right. I didn't notice it, but. Sure.
Like a ruby eye?
I couldn't stop looking at his pecs. The man is jacked. Holy shit. Will,
ever since Ali, man, he just flat out changed his body type and never went back.
Went from Fresh Prince to Prince Ali.
I mean, I've changed my body type since my 20s, and it's not in the direction that you want to go. Not in the direction you want to go at all.
Not Chris Evans.
Oh my god, he was so fucking jacked.
It's insane.
You've seen this in the trailer, that thing where he's holding a I literally was like, oh my god.
That's his workout. He pulls helicopters out of the sky.
Yeah, like not.
You talk about
not
the 300 workout.
I was Myron.
Yeah,
not in a sexual way, just like, Jesus Christ, it's impressive. That's a human specimen.
Yeah.
That is the result of pharmacology and world-class dietitians and exercise programs. Kudos. You deserve.
Spoiler alert.
You deserve all the things coming to you. But no, I'm totally in on Suicide. I'm just bummed out I think DC could, if this is as fun as it looks, they could really pull themselves out of a nosedive.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the end of the trailers. It's time to get into the spoiler section of Captain America Civil War.
Sounds good.
We'll excuse everyone that's not a club member. It's not too late to join. You can do it right now. Get instant access. See what we thought, spoiler edition. If not, go see the movie. If you're gonna see this movie or not.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna go see it and you're that so inclined, you're probably gonna enjoy it.